Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What interns do we have on campus today?
We have Diego.
Diego.
Today. Oh, give Diego the microphone.
He's on it.
He's on it.
I'm here.
Hey, Diego, how good was that show before the show today? Huh?
That was
how entertaining was that, huh?
That was really intense. It's like your parents fighting.
Did you love it?
Uh-huh.
You had to love
That's it.
That's it. You loved it.
So if they're mom and dad, what am I? The drunken uncle?
Because what about Rob's body language during that whole thing? What does Rob do when we do that?
He was just watching you guys.
Well, Mike, to be honest,
Oscar
really don't have a horse in that one.
See, you do.
No,
you
I do. I do, but you guys.
Should.
You guys.
You should.
And you now guys got to work it out.
And now Oscar and I bond on the only thing we can bond on.
You guys got to work it out. You do have to work it out.
Because no, but the fact that you don't have a dog in that fight is not true. You do.
No, I understand that. But also, there's a lot of talking going on, and there weren't a lot of spaces for me to jump in.
You love to talk.
And by the way, you're not going to hear any of this, so I have my sincere apologies, but Oscar and I have one of our little moments there, which we have once every couple of months, maybe once every month.
We like to do them on Fridays, make them special. Yeah.
No, I find it, I don't know how Oscar feels, but I find them a lot less intense. I know it sounds intense to you guys,
come a long
but at the
way
same
in 6
time,
years.
I did give you an FU though at the beginning.
So
I know
did
I gave you an FU.
It was about Mike. If you had to graph it like a plot of a movie, the FU closed act one of the discussion, and then.
But ultimately, I really do feel okay because I don't. I don't linger over it like I used to because you know, the bottom line is all things being equal, I know Oscar now more. What? Excuse me. Guys, we have a tornado warning, and we need to shelter.
Okay.
No shelter.
Okay. Right. I'm so sorry. We'll stop tape, and we'll be back. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, listen, we were 2 minutes into the show, and we were talking about another one of Oscar and my many, many fights that we have all the time. And now, you know what? It pales in comparison to the fact that that there's a massive tornado front that came through. Great. Really funny. Really funny. You just freaked my ass out.
It's just a little
you
sound
freaked.
Effect.
Did you see the fear
seen,
on my face?
You would have seen the roof.
You just freaked my ass out.
Maybe this is better.
I swear to God.
I don't have Rocky Like a Hurricane or any tornado songs, but I do have Hurricane by Bob Dylan.
I like Rob when I said we were going to an interior bathroom, and Rob said, be sure to wash your hands.
I told Oscar, I said,
not in my backyard, Speedway. That's right. Doesn't matter to him. Doesn't matter to him. That's all there is to it.
Just trying to lighten the mood.
Yeah, lighten the mood, my ass.
To be fair,
it's been a stressful morning, both of you douchebags.
I had Diego continue recording and not streaming your actual
the studio
uh-huh.
just in case, right?
Yeah. Just in case.
And it really wasn't about.
So I've got wash your hands and I've got let's get on CNN. Those are the two guys that I work with.
It wasn't let's get on CNN. It was for insurance purposes.
There you go.
Just in
Fantastic.
Case.
I will be honest with you. I certainly in Virginia, we've been in the middle of these things before.
Sure.
They give you a warning. This was a specific threat to the community down here, and they were, and it's still blowing.
Watch or warning. Tornado watch or warning?
Whatever the one is where it's...
Warning
it's
is imminent.
It's there.
Well,
you know,
watch means that the situation is likely to cause one. A warning means a tornado has been spotted.
Yes.
All right, let me go
eminent.
To... Yeah. Let me go to the local weather.
And Revenant.
Revenant.
And before that, we had Oscar and I were having this little business discussion that was, gets very intense. And it's the same theme all the time, you know. And Diego, I was asking Diego about that. And suddenly Carla bursts through the door and says, we're being told to shelter in place. The only reason we get freaked out about this is because Saturday night there was one down in Cape Coral.
Yeah.
And we saw that. And, you know, these are all cinder block basic buildings here. The only thing that's going to happen, worst case scenario, your roof's going to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I say that, but then you see an F5 in the middle of Kansas, and you see that takes down an entire brick school.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows what the deal is.
I'm not saying the argument between you and Oscar was bad, but about halfway through, Pony was standing in a door frame. That was, it was also, that was, it was not an F5, it was an FU.
Let me see what they're saying right now. It was, and here's the thing, this morning, really slight chance of a severe thunderstorm.
There's going to be a little weather rolling through and stand in your bathroom.
Was
by the way, my,
when you
my internet
out,
down here is just complete crap, just complete crap. So I got, I plugged the TV in again. And just to see what the weather was saying,
sure,
didn't get anything on that. And then what I found was the internet was telling me the little red square, and we were right at the bottom of the little red square with the tornado situation. So it was this is a guy they've got on the local news webpage here.
Is Fort
they've
Myers got the your television? Is that Fort Myers your TV market?
This is what it says. The headline: Fort Myers weather. Rain, this guy's name is Farrell, and he says, rain, but not so severe weather. Thanks. Way to go. Way to
not
go, asshat.
So
well
bad.
Done.
And
nice,
then
nice job.
Farrell's forecast was, be happy.
And right. Some small markets.
I can hold it up for you. Let me
some
show
of these forecasters aren't really meteorologists.
They're not meteorologists, yes. And you can probably tell.
So they go.
It's pretty narrow, though, fellas. Look at the actual little area here. Here you go. That's
oh,
where
yeah.
I am.
Oh.
That's where I'm located right now.
That's pretty
where
specific.
On that map?
We're on the coast. It's past. Oh, God. I think it's past. I'm hoping it's past.
Yeah,
let me zero in on it a little bit.
The jet stream goes left to right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, Mike, even
but
if
it's kind of going down, it's going north to
yeah,
south.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And even if the tornado has passed, Mike, beware, because this is when the looting will start.
Yep. I know.
Lots looting, of looting. All of your elderly looting. Neighbors coming in looking for, like, gauze and aspirin. All
I'm
the things
at,
that
I'm
old
at Carla's
want.
Outside little Valentine's Day love banner. See if it's blowing in the wind. Oh, she's Susie Homemaker.
Love.
Nuts. I swear to God.
A little early for the love banner, isn't it?
You know what? Everybody's gone to web pages for weather with local news, correct? And
yeah.
You go there and you see it. You don't know whether it's always like 20 minutes ago. Here's what it
looks
like.
Worse than that, you know what? When you go to the local WRC, the NBC, mm-hmm. what they do is they show you the weather forecast from like 6 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
And that's no good. I don't want to know what Doug Kammerer told me then. I want to know what's now.
There's a Doppler radar app that'll give you real time.
Well, I've got that on my phone.
Yeah.
I've actually got that, so I probably should have looked on my phone. But this is an interesting one here. Let me show you this. If this translates over the camera, I'm going to show
Let's
you.
Let's see.
You can see the entire state of Florida in this map.
Ah,
right
there,
yeah,
you
there
go.
It is.
And then you can see
sense.
My area is that bright red right
yeah.
there.
Doesn't that's Cuba right. look that's just right. splendid?
It yeah. looks
the
like
weather
a nice,
in Cuba
nice
is
place for a visit.
Wonderful.
Right?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
They're probably going to get what we're getting
all
later
that tyranny.
In Cuba. I think they're going to deal
nice
with that.
Nice weather.
But. So anyway, it was crazy, 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 and now everything is stabilized.
There was wondrous urgency. There was wondrous urgency.
Yes.
I was surprised. I didn't know what was happening, and Carla said, apparently there's one till watch, or what? Which is worse? Have we
warning
determined that
worse.
Yet? Which
warning
is the
is
worst?
A warning 100%. Is worse. A warning means they've spotted a tornado, a funnel-shaped cloud.
Okay.
But a
well,
watch
in,
means
it's
that
in
the...
It's in Patti LaBelle, Florida now. LaBelle,
covered
that's where,
in
that's
where powdered sugar.
To- Quipe Coral is yeah. Patti LaBelle.
The incomparable Patti LaBelle. So that's it. Let me gather myself and...
No.
Oh, no.
We got happy.
Yeah, we did get happy.
Talked
like
about
Pharrell.
Cuba.
Yeah, it was the Cuban thing
that
did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funnel cloud,
Cuban
funnel
internet
cakes.
Crisis.
Yeah, let's
that's
go ahead.
Rough.
Let's start the show and get him back.
All
you
right.
Want to? All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So this guy, he has a priapism, and that is when a man has an erection and it doesn't go away. And I understand it's quite painful. So don't wish too hard for it. Now he's wearing a raincoat, and he goes into a drugstore. And there's a lady behind the counter. He said, do you have a man pharmacist? She said, we do not have a man pharmacist. I am the pharmacist and the owner of the drugstore. As a matter of fact, I am partners with my sister in this drugstore, who is also a pharmacist. Sir, I would consider it quite kind. If anything you would tell any other professional, you would tell me. So he said, well, I don't want to insult anybody. and he opened up his raincoat, and there's his wandolier. You know what a wandolier is, my dear? No, it's a dick. And she looks at him, says, it's been this way now for about 9 days, and I don't think it's going to go away. What could you give me for it? She says, let me consult with my sister. And she went in the back, and she come back out and said, we can give you $400 and a half interest in a drugstore.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hang in there with me, guys. It is the gates of hell again. I've opened
really?
Up. Yeah, it's amazing. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On air and online world. I know it doesn't look like anything's happening because I'm inside. I'm right near a window and I'm watching this. This is truly amazing. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by VistaPrint. It's an old saying. It still holds true. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Let me tell you, I love making my first impression with my VistaPrint card. I love it, love it, love it. Hand them out all the time down here. And this really is one of the greatest deals out there. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Right now, get that. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. Trust me, if you want to impress a client and have them remember who you are, what you do, hand them a beautiful VistaPrint card. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided, or even raise print. VistaPrint does it all to make you look great. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. I'm thinking of calling VistaPrint today and going online to VistaPrint.com and making my Mike was in a tornado cards. That's
tornado
what I'm
Mike.
Do.
Hashtag Tornado16.
Going down.
Just visit VistaPrint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Don't wait. Go to VistaPrint.com and order today. So an interesting day
weather event.
Is there any way you could turn your camera a little bit to your left so we could see what the weather looks like?
No,
it won't go.
Well, no, I can.
That's
maybe,
true. That's true.
Yeah, hold on. Maybe I could. Maybe show it out the window. See if I can.
Yeah, the monitor unplugged.
Oh, it's dark.
It is dark. It's got gloomy. That blue
that's
color.
You get
that sort of grayish blue
like a
color.
Michael Mann film.
Yeah,
you get the wall. That's
he
all,
was
that's
not my favorite superhero.
No?
Michael Mann. No, not.
And that's
very good.
That's in a little portico. You know, that's in a little area that's undercover. And so I don't see. Well, yeah, it's still blowing a little bit out there, but it's the lightning that I'm noticing. That's the only thing I see when I see that. So hey, it's weather. All right. I mean, you get
it's
weather,
and you know what? The warning has passed, but be aware and be alert.
Be aware, be alert. And we went into, I have a toilet inside the bathroom with a sliding glass.
Nice. Is that the one with or without duct tape?
That's right. Yeah,
that's the one with duct tape.
Okay, good, good, good.
Good.
And you slide a door. Let me tell you, I want to ask if I did the right thing. So they say, go into an interior room. I live in a trailer. I mean, this is 1,700 square feet. There is no interior room. They're all exterior rooms because it's tiny.
I would think the kitchen would be your best bet. The kitchen is sort of dead center,
right? No,
he's got three lights, windows on top.
Where there are walls.
Ah, that's right. Emotional walls.
So I went into the bathroom. you're kind of ramped up with your big victory last night, aren't you?
No.
One time with all your people pestering me and doing
one
that.
One time.
You know.
I just want to, Mike, I want to cheer you up because you know what? You've cheated death again. And you need to know that this is a victory.
Three of you in that tub?
We were not in the tub. We actually went inside my bathroom is the area for the commode.
I've been
which
in
has
that
a
bathroom.
Little,
I know exactly.
You've been in that
talking,
bathroom,
yeah.
And it's got that sliding little glass door that comes across. We went in there. Then I figured if the skylight broke and ripped off the roof, that now why are you giving me
because you're
that
under a skylight in front of a glass door.
No, we went inside the interior bathroom, listener. That's what we did. We went where we weren't under the skylight.
But you're if by a glass been, door.
No, we're not.
You said there's a sliding glass door.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's a sliding wooden door.
Oh, it's
wooden
a pocket
door.
Door.
Yeah, pocket.
We were it's a pocket
a
door.
Pocket
we were
door.
Well, I would have been able to be clearer, but you're sitting there shekying me through this, and I'm trying to. I'm just on the heels of a tornado.
Forgive
and fighting
my
with
giddiness.
Your brother this morning, which I do every month.
Seriously,
my heart's going to explode here, and both of you guys will just say, you know, go to the memorial service, and then you know, go your separate ways. That's the way. That's what's going to happen down
Mike,
here.
Forgive my giddiness. I always love when you where we know you're safe.
And you cheated death.
Cheated death.
Oh, shut up, both of you. Okay, so it was a tornado warning, all right? That's all it was. And we went in. My question is, I went into the bathroom where the skylight is. I said, this isn't safe, because if the skylight breaks, that'll come down and it'll be on my son's head.
Shards
of
glass.
So we went inside the bathroom, which was the most interior room we had, and we went into the little bathroom area with the sliding pocket door.
That's
where
that's
we went. So
game.
We didn't have any. There was nothing around us. That's what we did.
And
Mrs.
you're
O'Mara's
there in a room, technically, that has foundation walls and plumbing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Right? Absolutely. Yes.
Gone are the days when Mike would hop in his car and chase the tornado.
Mm-hmm. Those were the great days.
Those were the great days. Yeah. Between
that's
marriages.
When I would wear my Indiana Jones hat and fly around. And
it was before YouTube.
No helmet.
He would use a Super 8 camera. It was only film.
You are so giddy. You are so giddy.
I'm just glad to have you back.
The tornadoes hit and all that. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How giddy were you last night when I basically texted you that you had won, that the one time you're saying, and now, incidentally, the one thing I don't want the singing of the one time. I want you to do it just as rapper as you can possibly do it.
Okay.
One time, because they want it back. But can I have it the way I want it?
Isn't the variety fun?
I think the variety is kind of what they did.
Because you don't know what's ever going to happen. Yeah.
Haven't you hurt me enough today?
I'm not hurting you. I hate it just as much as you do.
Do you really hate it as much as I do?
I told him.
We could have a partner vote and vote him down. You know,
no, but I know the mob. They mobilize.
How about this?
They
Pony,
want it.
And
Pony,
they're still sending
feel?
Me messages. They're still sending me messages.
How do you feel about one time?
I don't like it, but I do like the effect that it has.
You like to see them upset.
Uh-huh. All right. It's entertaining.
All right. I like action. How about you, Adrian?
I crave action.
I have no... I don't care.
Useful as always.
Yes, appreciate that.
So
he doesn't.
Good
care.
Answer. Hey, I like Diego. Don't pick on Diego. That's
I
good,
will, you know. Mike. This
not
next
all about
upcoming...
you, Rob. All the time, for Christ's sake.
You know, I know. You see, I think somehow this hurts you more than it makes me happy.
All right.
I would have been okay with it gone, but Mike did a text and he said, "Advantage SPIWAC."
Yes.
Like once again, like we're opponents. We're not.
I got 30.
30 roughly, messages?
Yeah, I got 30.
High engagement.
They're not all the one time. They're different, but they're about 20. I don't know.
Are you going to reply to them all?
Oh, no. Hold on. It's going on. Hold on.
And don't forget to check. You have to check the thing for people.
I forgot
you're
that
not
I sleep at night.
Other.
Yeah. Check other.
I'm waiting till it stops. I'm scrolling down and waiting till it stops.
It's really, it's something that's so polarizing, but when you ask if we should keep it, you're
okay,
almost asking.
You know what? This week
for the answer,
you do it
that you already know.
You do it.
Okay,
this week.
Eric.
I don't like doing it. I think one time.
Eric,
times,
this guy named Eric with a scary Facebook page says, just chiming in to say that I hate the one times.
Yeah.
Kelly writes, "Hey Mike, I must admit to enjoying the very white one time." Luke writes, "Mike, I thought I'd be one of the five. I vote for one time." Gail. I guess it was a thread because there are two messages, and she said, but I won't get happy about it, so who knows. Jason, if you want opinions, I hate the one time, but he wrote hate was hat, so that didn't count.
I hate the one time?
Come on,
Mike
Jason.
Rob's one time thing is the worst. Now don't get discouraged here because it gets a lot better for you. Mike, I do not like the one time thing Rob says before. No, please don't take away one time. Je suis one time. Only a rube zeroes out his levels, and no to the love of the refrain one time.
One time,
keep it, Mike. I vote yes on Rob's one time. One time. Hey, Mike, please don't get rid of Rob's one time. Aaron, good afternoon. I think Rob's Winkley. It goes on and on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4. It is 30. It's probably 30.
I'm not sure that it's a valid sampling, but I would like... I would like this
one. Oh, here's a nice one from Dana. Dana Meyer, who writes me. This had nothing to do with any of that.
Yeah.
P.S. Dr. Moniz, the one-man carnival, is my new favorite character. Thank you, Dana.
Nice.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's terrific.
I will do an urban one time this week, but I would like...
An urban.
I would like Oscar to do it this week.
Okay.
I'd like Oscar to do one time this week.
That's your bit, though.
All right, this is where this is where I need to be educated about our listeners.
Okay.
This is where I kind of misspoke and I misjudge the things they care about. This is something that gives me absolutely the kind of feedback that only serves to confuse me.
All right.
When something like this is not only even noticed, but it's something, and I guess I solicited for these messages.
Yeah, you made it a hot button issue.
but I didn't expect. I've had other hot buttons. Haven't I said, hey, if you've got something you'd like to share with me about, haven't I specifically asked?
Yes. Yeah.
I've solicited email before and never gotten a response like this.
The one time, again, it's been going on for so long, it's almost a fabric of.
Part the, of the fabric, a thread in the
of
fabric.
Of the Thursday birthdays.
Yeah. They used to be the Wednesday birthdays.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But no matter what day the birthdays are read on, Mike, one time will always be a part of it. Yeah. You can't shake it.
All right.
And you know what? It's I think
and
a lot of it.
Don't think too much about it. Just do what
no,
you want.
I think a lot of it. I don't like to overthink it because I don't want the magic of one time to go away.
Oh, but you know what? Here's another one. You want to know the last message I received?
Yeah.
Not 1 hour ago from Bill Collins. Hi, Bill. Bill writes, Happy New Year and keep up the great work. You are truly a classic. I'll take that.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Not like the other guy that wrote at 7:57, like a day late. I love one time.
So Mike, you're not disconnected from the audience. It's just this is one of those outliers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is true.
I think that the joy of it is not so much the one time. It's the fact that, Mike, when you're discussing one time, what you need to remember is this. It's not that they like the bit. They like that you hate it.
Oh, is that
that's
what it
fair
is?
Too?
Yeah, I all think right. that's a big part of it.
They probably like that I hate it as well.
It's kind all of right. like, you know what it is? It's like when Robert goes up to Julia and puts his hand 1 inch from her face and says, I'm not touching you. They want the reaction.
The reaction is the key.
Yeah, the reaction is the key.
I even do it to my son. I do it to my son.
Do you?
When he was very little, he called Paw Patrol. He would say, fuffafol. And I thought it was so wonderful and adorable that I would say, fuffafol. And he says, no, Daddy, no. And now Carly gets on me for doing it because I'm actually needling a two-year-old. That's how cruel I am.
Mike.
I needle him because I like the reaction. What
that
does that say about me
wrong.
As a parent?
It's not needling. You know what it is?
And we're driving along yesterday. He's in kind of a mood, and I go, fuffafol. He goes, no, Daddy.
Mike, it's just like, it's what they're put on Earth for. The kids are on Earth to bring us joy. It's the same reason I'll point at Linus and he'll bark at me because it's funny.
Right.
It's funny. Carrie says, it's rude to point at the dog. I said, it's funny to point at the dog.
Exactly.
And that's it. And I do the same thing to the kids.
That's
the
right.
The kids hate it if I say something's on fleek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So, God.
It's a dad.
Don't ever
don't
do
say that.
That.
I said it's valid. It was in the Washington Post.
Gross.
It's a real word now.
I just got the douche chills.
Very, very scary.
On fleek.
So anyway, before the show today, Oscar and I butted heads.
Yes.
And we had one of our little fight. You all right, Oscar? Everything all right?
I feel great.
You okay? You going to cuss me all night tonight?
No, you know how these things work with me, Mike. I forget about them.
Forget about what?
I do too. It's not
you
that
don't, you
big
don't.
A deal. It's Well, you don't think I do?
You've told me you don't.
Well, this one I kind of do. To be perfectly honest with you, this is kind of on me.
Okay.
This is really kind of on me, to be honest with you. Now that the dust has settled and we had a tornado, I was thinking about it. It's not that big. I could have just. But it had to be discussed.
I'm good. I'm good with it. As long as you're good, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't think he's good.
You know, I think it's a good thing that this is a Friday and there's 2 days for dust to
Let's
settle.
Take a break. Let's take an early break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about it when we come back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I didn't know what this was going to be like because I've never been on one of these tours.
Did you actually go up to the famous Paramount Gate?
The Bronson Gates?
Oh,
yes.
So he knows the name.
So the next stop is the Dr. Phil set.
Where they shoot his show?
Where they shoot his show. While we're there, a little black cat like streams by the set. It wasn't a big deal to us. But for Kenneth, the page, he's like, I have to report this. I have to report this right now. And then we're like, whoa, whoa, it's just a cat. And Shannon's a cat lover. She goes, he's just like running by. She goes, no, I need to report this right now. So Kenneth gets on his walkie-talkie.
This is Phil McGraw. Kenneth, was Whiskers on the set the other day? That is not comfortable for me.
Actually, Mike, what you misunderstood, that cat escaped from Dr. Phil's snack bar. He only eats the living.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, How would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody's got their smartphones now. It's easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows on the More Network, and you can do it with ease. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. It's easy. That's what we love about
it.
It's a great way to get the bonus show as well. Plus, you can use it to contact us, and it even links you directly to our Amazon portal. How easy is that? And speaking of easy, downloading it is a snap. Just go to the App Store and type in TMOS, then hit search. Whether you're iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and start living a better tomorrow.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
You like that?
I love that. Okay, so I was thinking a lot about the business of what we do. And because of the whole thing with Rob, I really meant that when I said I didn't quite understand what sparks listener interest. I probably should after all these years, but I don't.
Well, there's an intangible. There's an intangible element to it. Sometimes things that you think are going to be just dynamic and dynamite, they're okay with, and the littlest throwaway is something they run with. And it's crazy.
That one time's been brewing for a while.
Yeah.
That's been brewing. A lot. People are into
it. It's on fleek.
I'm actually online on YouTube, and I don't know what got me to the Opie and Anthony show. Not Opie and Anthony, Opie and Jimmy on Sirius. But I got to it, and it said, epic rant fight between Opie and Jimmy. And I'm like, listeners, you know, when you see a big altercation, you want to check it out, and you want to see what's going on. And you know, and the thing about it is Oscar has been closer to all of this stuff than I have. And so Oscar gets a little, probably a little concerned when I'm going to talk about this. But I've moved past all of the issues that we had that were, for me, you know, at the time, probably a little problematic. But I'm cool with all of it now.
Yeah.
But, so now, really, I look at this thing as kind of a listener. And I was like, what's that about? Because I, you know, like many of you, I followed the whole story about Anthony getting fired and Anthony getting arrested and all this stuff. And then Jimmy and Opie went on with their show. And so I said, well, the only knowledge I had was that these two guys had moved on with their show after Anthony. And but I remember at the time thinking
one of the biggest stories in broadcasting.
It was a huge story in broadcasting. Yeah. And I was thinking at the time, what a difficult situation that must have been for both of those guys.
I
didn't think of it in terms of the Anthony thing, because Anthony did a few things that were pretty problematic that made his own bed. I mean, probably the circumstances with the lady and the attack and all that, that probably put management in almost a
no-win
situation that they had to do that. So I was thinking, you know, what would I do? And I always think in those terms, what do I do? And I say, I'd probably move on. I got to, you know, you got to feed the family. That's really the way, that's what this business comes down to a lot. And so I didn't know anything about their relationship with Jimmy and Opie. And so I see this epic rant. And then I listen to these guys. And as I'm listening to it, and it's both of them going back and forth about their relationship and how close they are. And obviously there are lots of hurt feelings with this entire situation. And as I listened to it, I said to myself, you know what? I've been in similar situations where you work with people and somebody moves on and you feel a certain way. And it is really, it's a business. I thought about this. I deeply thought about this is, this job that we have, and it's been different for a few years with this incarnation,
right?
But is this job ultimately designed for happiness? And I have to say, no, it's not. And I think that in most areas of show business, it is not a happiness generator per se. When you're in the business of show, whether you're a stand-up comedian, whether you're doing a TV show, you're achieving a level of fame. You're achieving a level of notoriety if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But that is not what, and you think about things like this when you're 56 years old. That is not where the happiness comes from. And Oscar and I had a discussion about you know, serious and a lot of other things about that, because he's had a relationship with people associated with that show and I have not. And it got tense, and it was all that behind the scenes crap that I absolutely despise.
Right.
And so much of all of my problems in this business for years have been that kind of stuff that I truly despise. And I don't expect anybody to understand it that hasn't been there exactly the same way we've been there. But Rob and Oscar and me, we all have. We've all had management that we've dealt with. We've all had betrayals in this business.
Yeah.
Politics.
Business and issues that interfere with the entertainment issue of the show. Yeah.
And I could sit here. And here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to sit here and I'm going to tell you two things that are 100% true. Number one, I don't really stew on the whole Opie and Anthony issue when they were talking about us back in the day when we were on WNEW. I don't really think about it that much. I pay attention to those guys in that they are national figures. They had a very successful career and they continue to do that. And I probably remember the tension, and that's why I'm curious about them to start with. And the second thing is that I think a lot more now about how to balance this with the rest of my life than I used to when I was a baby broadcaster. When I was a baby broadcaster, it was all about the show, all about the show. And it probably chewed up a marriage of mine because it was all about the show. And the fact is that, now I look at back and I was able to listen to these two guys that were talking about trust and closeness. And I was listening, and it was great radio. It was riveting radio, really, really spectacular. They were laying themselves bare. And at the same time, I was thinking about my own perspective on it. And does this business of, doing a show where you're kind of talking about yourself a lot.
Sure.
Does it lend itself to happiness? And I'm not really sure that the show in and of itself lends itself to being really happy. I love doing it, don't get me wrong. But I think that there's a lot of crap that goes along with it, even on the smallest level, which we are. We're doing an effing podcast.
A couple things that come to mind when you say it. First of all, I mean, we're on the lowest rung, but we're not unlike stand-up comics in the way that, we have to come in and talk and present and bring up topics. And
we have tens of thousands of people that enjoy the show every day, and we're happy about that. We like that.
But, you look at stand-up comics and you hear them now, so many of them have podcasts. So many of them come off as miserable. I actually interviewed a guy who had a long-form interview. His name was Mike Saxon. He did a book called Poking a Dead Frog where he interviewed comics. And I was just fascinated that he had dealt with so many great, young and old comics. I said, what about Mark Maron? Is he really that miserable? I mean, it was a softball, lighthearted question.
Right.
He says, oh, yeah, he is. And I think, wow, that's the guy at the top of his game. We aspire to be at his level.
Yes.
And he has got a television show, and he is so well regarded. And even at that point,
he waited a lifetime for that success.
Exactly.
Right.
And he's
right.
Still miserable. So maybe
I'm talking more in terms of what this show brings, what doing something like this brings you. And my point is that all of the relationships are so intense while you're working with somebody. And then when you no longer work with somebody, there inevitably are going to be hurt feelings. There are inevitably
you got to shut them out.
You do have to move forward. Somebody said it. I'm not sure what show it was set on, but somebody said something along the lines of, most times when in this business, when you're done working with a person, you're kind of done.
Yeah.
And nothing has happened to me that's done anything but prove that.
Yeah.
I really kind of believe that. And you move on. The reasons, I don't care to go into the reasons. It's not something I choose to do. I probably, if I was laying myself bare, I probably should, but I don't. And maybe that'll change someday, but right now, that's just the way it is. So all the people that, that go forward and they do their own thing, fine, but it's inevitably going to be a little bit problematic and probably a little hurtful and painful.
I think just to give you a perspective, because I've been, some would say, unlucky enough or lucky enough to work in both worlds, the corporate world and,
right.
and broadcasting. When you have a trust issue or a personal issue with a host, it's much like having an issue with a peer of yours at work.
Okay.
But the unfortunate side of that is that when you have an issue on the air, sometimes you don't get a chance to actually process and go through the motions of letting time heal the wounds. When you're in corporate America, you can at least take a few hours or a few days and just work in your office or cube and then circle back to make sure everything's A-OK.
But, you know, whereas 20 hours later, we got to do it again.
We have to pop in and be happy, Georgia.
Yeah.
One of the things they talked about. In this particular case, there was a big discussion between Jimmy and Opie about Jimmy coming in every day and saying, hello, hey, guys, what's happening? Or hello, ladies, that type of thing. And Opie not saying, you know, just a greeting, not even giving the most basic
a cursory greeting reply. Yeah.
And I remember that. I've experienced that in my career with different people that I've worked with. And it's just weird. There's this kind of this veil of toughness, I think, that we need to show in our business that sometimes can make us less grown up in the way we deal or less civil in the way we deal with our fellow man. We got to do shtick all the time. We got to be funny all the time. We have to be, you know, cynical all the time. That bleeds over sometimes. And you
sometimes
think, you
always
think everybody's out to get you. I'm still battling that. I battle that all the time.
And that's a holdover. That's a holdover from, make no mistake, our show is different than the show we did 10 years ago. I think it's friendlier. I think it's more inclusive.
It is
I think
friendly.
It's less reliant on shocking content and
or conflict
and angry content. But we did that other style for so long that we eventually evolved into this from
right.
that there's a holdover. And you can't help that because it was so ingrained in us to not only think that way in the present, but to think that way four steps in the future. Absolutely.
We were trained that way. And then that's how I cut my teeth. That's my formative years, my mid-20s all the way through on the Don and Mike show. I came to this business. Don had worked at a lot more radio stations. And the philosophy for a long period of time on our show was trust no one.
Yep.
Everybody's out to get you. And then you throw in little pieces of stuff happens that back that up to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of things that don't back that up.
But those aren't the ones you pay attention to. You pay attention to the people that screw you.
And then at the end of the game, at the end of the ride, you are ultimately not told that you know that they're moving on. And you remember that.
You do, and so it hurts.
It's a lot of it, you know, and then you just move on. I'll be honest with you. It's something that has affected me profoundly in my personal life. It's something I battle on a daily basis because I know it's not a good way to be. And listening to these two guys on Sirius, I was listening to two guys that I could relate to, and it's just, you say to yourself at the end of the day, Jesus, go be a Denny's manager. You're not hanging drywall, but boy, wouldn't it almost be better? Because there are people out there that are free of these burdens. There are. They're not a lot.
I have a question about that.
And this paranoia exists in every kind of workplace in the world. But it also would be, it's just, I think it's acutely public and difficult in our world because we have to be in the business of
and a question about that for both of you, and I'm curious what you think, because this has occurred to me when you talk about we're not in a business that makes happy. When we do a show that I'm exceptionally proud of, when we are all funny, when we are all banging on all eight, I am ecstatic when I leave the studio, and I've seen it in Oscar too, and I've seen it in you.
Yeah.
There is no greater feeling than putting down a show that you just absolutely nail. However, the luxury we don't have is the ability to know that our job is done. And you know what? We never, as long as we have a show, our job is never done, because even when we are out to dinner with our family or just hanging at the house, all of us are trying to be aware of what could happen that we could talk about on the show the next day.
Yeah.
That's the fabric that makes the show, and that's what's part of this business.
Shows.
But that is the one thing, and I wonder if that's one of the reasons why at the base of it we feel we can never truly be happy, because the job is never done.
I'm just curious. I'm lucky.
I'd say I'm so different from you on this. It's not even
maybe
funny.
We didn't have the run that Don and Mike had, right? Mm-hmm. My career hasn't spanned that. And in some ways, I feel blessed because, like, I've to see some of these, and I'm not just talking about you, Mike. I'm talking about a lot of these perennial powerhouse figures that are out there.
Heritage jocks.
It's a lot of pressure when you're out there, right? And if you've got this run, think about how I would say I felt coming into this business saying, I hope to God we ever get a run, maybe a sniff at a Don and Mike run, right? For
sure.
Big O and Dukes. This is the context. And then when we finally hit our stride, the bottom fell out and the entire market shifted to a different format and we were out. So, but I look at it this way on my eyes, the happiest moments of my life, and this is serious, have been really on the air. And mm-hmm. when I was on the beach for the few times in my career, I would say multiple times, few.
That means between jobs.
Between jobs on the beach. I was also happy, but I missed doing this.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, that I learned with the podcast, and that's the actual coming in here and doing it. Even with something like today, when we were having all these issues with weather and connectivity and all that, I'm just chomping to get back on.
That's what we want to do.
I need to, even when it's not happy, happy, joy, I need to purge because I won't feel complete. If I let you guys say, you know, hey, sorry, the connectivity's bad because of the tornadoes down here, see you later, it would have killed me after the way today went.
Oh, I
would not have been able to do it. When you talk about the, I think some of the happiest moments have been with successes. That I've had in my career, but they don't compare to the actual moment of true joy of doing a show and laughing, especially laughing at something like a Mac would be a great example.
Yeah.
That
yep.
day that Mac came in and he kind of laid himself bare. It was just so much fun, and we knew it was great radio, and we're being entertained and all that, so I can see what you say about that. You know, would that joy... there are other things in life that have probably equaled that to me. Mm-hmm. You know,
I would draw a line between pride and pride and joy. I'm not Marvin Gaye, but there is a pride.
Or Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's true. There is a pride in doing the show, and that's part of the wave that I ride out after a fantastic show. The pride in a job well done that we've done it. But joy is part of it.
I think what we're really talking about here, and without getting too hokey about it, is. You know, we have the opportunity because of what we do to really build our own culture here.
Sure.
When you work in major market radio or I imagine in national radio, you don't have that opportunity because that culture is already there. You're a cog. You're part of the machine.
Right.
So it's harder to turn that ship when you've got this entire infrastructure in 20 years than it is to do what we do here and decide what our culture is going to be.
And we did start at the ground floor of the industry, too. Yeah. I mean, we were early on.
I think one of the reasons that I occasionally butt heads with Oscar, even though Oscar was the one who came to me and said, you've got to do a podcast. And I was like, what the hell is a podcast? And he was there for the beginning. And he really has never wavered in anything. But I think that I still, to this day, look at Oscar based on some material that was done up in Baltimore back in the 90s or the early 2000s, whatever, the mid-2000s. I still have that little shakiness with Oscar that rears its ugly head.
Yeah.
And I think that causes a lot of consternation.
That had nothing to do with me personally.
It takes a long time to get over that, just like it takes a long time to get over anything where you've been slighted. Do I stay up at night and wish that I would build bridges with everybody that I've ever worked with? I'd be lying if I said I do.
Okay.
I don't think about it that much, and I wish I did. I wish I was a bigger person. I don't. People move on in this business, and I am perfectly okay with that, and I don't. And when someone comes on and says, and I wish him nothing but the best, and I wish him that. Yeah, sure. If you want to make yourself feel better by saying that. No, with me, I move on, and I unfortunately, psychologically, to be healthy, I move on.
You got to.
And I don't occupy my mind with it.
You
unless maybe there's a comment here or somebody asked me something here. And it's painful to do that. It's not the best way to do it. But if you don't do that, you're gonna get burned again. That's the way I look at it. It's a horrible way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where Jimmy Norton and Opie were talking about this. And you got all this. I was listening to all this angst. And you say to yourself, God, they've been so successful for such a long period of time. And you have to ask yourself the question, at what price? Psychologically, has it done that? And even though I'm doing this little podcast right now, I still ask my question about that. I ask my question that I ask that question continuously because I say, yes, did I have great success in this business? Did it take a little bit of a toll? Yeah, It did, unfortunately. That's the way it goes. And I think that our, you know, I'm a bug compared to some of these people. You know, you talk about the success of Opie and Anthony, the success of Howard Stern. You know, I'm a gnat. I'm one of those little no-see-ems down in Savannah compared to those guys.
Right.
And you just ask yourself the question, at what price? Howard, one of the most successful guys in the world. There's been, I mean, there are an awful lot of bodies around that guy.
Sure.
There are a lot of bodies strewn all over the place. You have to wonder, when he turns in, you know, occasionally, with all the money and all the success, do you think perhaps that he thinks about it? I wonder about that, because there's always a price. There's always a price to pay.
Could you be paid enough money to work with Howie Mandel?
You know, it's something that, it's just, you sit there, and when I was listening to Jimmy and Opie, I was saying, wow, yeah. And I've heard, I've listened to some of Anthony's programs. You've had Anthony on with Chad. You know, there's a lot, that's an awful lot of baggage, Oscar. A lot of baggage there and a lot of pain.
It's tough.
I get that impression, you know, even when they were working together, you know. And to hear Opie say that for, I don't know how many years, they, you know, they didn't have the chemistry and they didn't talk to each other and all that. That's,
but I thought,
that's tough.
I thought the genius of their show, and I think really any program that, you know, you're a fan of, especially in this genre, if you don't know that, if you don't know that they didn't have a friendship or they weren't friends or they had fallen out years ago, because I continue to listen to that program. I mean, they're doing their job. They're entertaining.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, they do their job. Right.
Like, I just, that's really the sign. Just like when we, you know, we mentioned the fight today, but usually when we have a fight, we come on and we're firing on all eight, as Rob would say.
Right.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Oscar. I truly work on my trust issues with you, and I know that I've got a long way to go with it because of our past and the fact that, you know, you work with a guy that works at the station I used to work at. That is something where I continuously have to deal with that, and I know I do, and I know that I have to get by that, and I really, and it's hard for me, and I think you haven't worked on a show like this before, and it's, there are lots of moments that that you don't know about my personality and working with me,
yeah.
And you, and so we end up, you know, we just got to keep plugging, we got to keep working at it. I like to think that I think the actual communication gets a little bit easier between you and me, but God forbid I would never walk into a room and not say good morning to you. I don't want to be with either one of you guys if we ever get to that level. I just don't. But then again, there but for the grace of God go I. If there's a paycheck at the end of the day, you don't know. Let's wrap this up when we come back. I also want to talk about, speaking of business, this is the entire behind-the-scenes show.
Yes.
I'll talk about our conference calls and how we're going to change them right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. A new year is here, and there's no better time to put your kitchen to good use, and Blue Apron makes it easy. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money. Mrs. O'Meara was online this morning ordering our new Blue Apron. She's very excited about it. They've got you covered, and you will love the simplicity and value. For less than 10 bucks a meal, Blue Apron delivers everything you need. Comes right to our door in a beautiful box with all the ingredients, the instructions on how to do it, all the protein, all the produce, all the good stuff. No matter what dietary preference you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes. How about this one? Seared salmon and salsa verde with orange, spinach, and farro salad.
Mm.
Delicious.
Wow.
Plus, you're cooking with ingredients you've never used before, and if you happen to be on that weight control program like me, 500 to 700 calories per proportion. That's it. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so that's all. I've been, you know, the last 24 hours I spent thinking about, you know, radio and partnerships and hurt feelings and moving on, and man, it's tough, and it's you know, I'm sure it exists in every business, and I shouldn't cry about it in ours, but I just don't know, because I've never been in that situation where it's been that bad.
Right.
Don and I, right up until the time you know, he left the station, we spoke every day, we were civil and courteous to one another, and I was happy about that. Afterwards, you know, then everything kind of went south. And I think that happens with a lot of partnerships where, you know, somebody goes in a different direction and you just don't. And there are probably partnerships where you maintain relationships. And that's good, too.
And
know?
In the business world, really, and you know this, Mike, we've all had good business partnerships and we've all had bad business partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you just don't have to see them every day.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's tough. It's
and
tough
not
when
just
you,
see
when
them,
you
but
that.
See them in front of millions of people.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah.
So,
to do it.
Yeah, I'd love in a perfect fantasy world to be best buddies with everybody that has ever worked with me. I would love that, but it's not reality for me. And that's just the way it goes. And then when I hear other guys talking like Jimmy and Opie, I say to myself, you know, that's got to be excruciatingly difficult. That's got to be absolutely, almost witheringly difficult. And
taxing.
Opie mentioned something about therapy during that, and I probably think that's a good idea. But you heard a lot of pain there, and you know those guys are extraordinarily funny gentlemen, and they've done great radio for a long, long period of time. And we had a great radio war with them, where they basically ran us out of New York, and you know they won. And the fact is that there's so much pain that goes into these little hurt feelings. It's almost like we never get out of high school. To be perfectly honest with you, it's like we never emotionally develop.
Well,
we really don't.
We've made a living on fart jokes.
It's true.
I mean,
it's true.
What we do is immature. We try to be as professional and we try to present it in the most agreeable and grown up way as possible. But we're in the back of the classroom talking and hoping we don't get caught.
And I think in terms of when somebody walks in a room, you don't say hi. That's something a high school kid would get away with.
Exactly.
Not an adult.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain decorums that we don't necessarily
be
have
cordial,
to adhere
jackass.
To and do that. Speaking of decorum, one of the things we do here on the Mike O'Mara Show, and by the way, we've got a client that I'm going to make an impassioned plea that we need to impress in the Mike O'Mara Show universe, okay? Would I be safe to say the client I'm talking about would be, this would be one where we really would like to hit the proverbial home run?
The code doesn't go live till we announce, so.
Right. So I won't say anything now.
But get ready, folks.
I'm not going to say anything. Yeah. I promise you I'm not.
Because in that way, we don't get credit.
Okay. All right. So. With conference calls, we're all the good troopers with conference calls. We truly are. But, you know, I don't want to sound egotistical here, but both of you just shut up when I'm doing a conference call. OK, I introduce you. Want you to be in the class. But that yesterday did I sound as tired as I was yesterday?
No, you killed it.
You were fantastic.
Did I really sound OK? Because I thought I might have come off as a little bit.
I had a great thought that since you are the lead on all these calls. That I really don't have to be on those calls because I feel like I'm tipping in when I don't need to tip in because you are the lead.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know how to do them. I've done a few hundred of them, and you know, I mean, that's the way it
I
goes.
I said there are three people sitting there, four really, right on the line, and we're all in different spaces. And how do you know when the other person's going to call? We can't even signal each other.
You play the role of the client here and say, okay, we've got Oscar. And Rob and Mike from the Mike O'Mara Show, how's it going today? And I'll show you, this was the beginning of the conference call. And if we remember what we all did, we can recreate it. Okay, so Pony, just ask us the question. Here we go.
Okay, I have Mike and Oscar and Rob here from the Mike O'Mara Show. How's everyone doing today?
Great.
Well, we're doing all right. Good. We're really fantastic.
Very proud to be a part
Happy
of it.
Happy New Year.
Jesus Christ.
We all talked at the same time. Yeah, just like on the show. And I was sitting there going, oh, I don't want to be like nasty and petty with these
guys. That happened three times.
Yeah. I know.
And that's when I just hit mute.
Yeah,
I know.
I said, he's going to drive. Let him drive.
It was.
He should always drive. What am I doing?
Because there are these meetings where I am vocal, and then there are meetings when I'm not. If you're on with multiple radio stations or multiple shows, you usually lay back because you don't have that. If it's just us, I like to give us a little PR and then tell them what we want to do and what our thoughts are and all that.
You are the key.
That one yesterday was just a little awkward. And Rob, you supercharge it when you go into these because that's one thing that I don't want to call it a skill, but happy talk is something that God Almighty, you wrote the book on it. And, I mean, you do that.
And really, the value for me on being on the call is I need to know how they want the commercial worded and the focus.
Yes.
And so I need, you know, like Oscar, you're right. You don't need to be there.
That's what I
need to listen. But Mike, you need to talk. But what people don't know.
Or not, depending on how many people are there. I hate it when you're on with nine people.
Well, how about, let's make Rob your handler And then you, well, I think we just lost him.
But well, see what happens when you make me the handler?
If you are here, I would say that he handles you. He books you just like a guest, and he gets you into the call.
Perfect.
He actually doesn't have to dial in. You call Mike.
then it's fine.
Then you're good to go. You merge him and then call the other number.
Although there is one portion of the show that is fantastic that not a lot of people will get to know, and that is when there's multiple disc jockeys on the call.
Oh, that's when you just play your position and let someone else hack it up.
You got to hang back when you hear it. You say, yeah, I'm in New York, and I haven't received my jar of relish yet.
Are you on 54th Street?
Or you get the – Or sometimes you get the disinterested people, and that's very frustrating for me when it's just like, yeah, my name's I'm Fred from Freddie and the Banana Bunch. Yeah, we're down here live. Yeah, sounds fantastic. Really enjoying it. Yeah, thank you very much. That's cool. Hey, can you guys see me okay?
Yeah, we can see you fine.
Fine. Mm-hmm. There was one particular call.
There might be a little delay.
The audio is just great, again. Mike. That's the most important part.
Thank you. But it's a little delay, and I'm just going to disconnect and connect. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I think the greatest moment ever, and it was, I think there was maybe four different shows being represented, and at one point there was just a pause, and Mike said, who is breathing so hard?
Who's the heavy breather?
Oh, do you remember that? Do you remember that? And do you remember when I had to call somebody out? We were on a conference call with like nine disc jockeys, and there was, do you remember the client, Rob? I don't even remember the client.
Might have been Harry's.
I think it might have been Harry's. Yeah.
Harry's shaving. You hear this... Yeah, we're in New York. I'm in New York, too.
Like,
I haven't received the razors yet. Yeah,
something sexual was going on, or he was taking a dump?
No, what I do remember so clearly, Mike said, who's the heavy breather on the line? And then some guy, you know, from Freddie and the Banana goes, it's not me.
I'm all clear here.
Well, anyway, we try to do that. Hey, before we go to break here, anybody watch the debate last night? Did anybody at all watch
the
debate?
I couldn't. The historical date, Mike. I can't watch the debate on the January 14th.
Why is that?
That's the night that that's the anniversary of Elvis's Aloha concert. I have to watch the Elvis Aloha concert every January 14th. Such a great moment for Elvis fans.
So does your obsessive compulsive disorder like enter into every facet of your life? Is that the way that normally works?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, there's certain
dates. I just was
going to
say, I don't know nothing about an Aloha concert, but I will tell you that it just seemed to me that the sizzle that once existed because of Trump and all the controversial things, it really didn't exist last night.
Yeah, you know? And I think that I think maybe the consumer or the American public is just going to wait to see when it all shakes out.
Yeah, but I think it's amazing that many people didn't even know about. I didn't know there was a debate until like.
I didn't know there was a debate
PM.
Either. What is that? Mm-hmm. Because CNN? Because we're not paying attention. I have no idea why I didn't know. I'm a political junkie. I should have known.
Yeah,
there was
you should have known it. Yeah,
it's probably just too much of it going on now. Every day, it's the headline. Mm-hmm.
They're really starting to feed on each other, though. It's. I saw some of the highlights, and they really are starting to chomp on each other. And then the Democrats. What next week? I don't know. It's like suddenly we're not really paying attention, or they're not promoting it well, or who knows? It was the lotto winner. That's what everyone loved. Lotto winner.
Billions. All I know is I saw the highlights of the debate today on the Today Show, and I know that Ted Cruz can't get by on his looks forever because the threads are starting to show. But man, he is a good looking guy.
Oh, and speaking of the Today Show, note to all the rubes out there, I just don't necessarily think when you hit for $500 million that the first place you go, even before you go to validate it at the lottery office, is you go on national television on the largest morning show in the United States, the Today Show. That lawyer is
rube. But when you go, do you bring your idiot lawyer and your fat daughter?
Oh, that.
We wanted to get out ahead of this. Yeah, you got out ahead of this. Every MF-er in the entire country is going to be knocking on your door now.
Yeah, not only did they announce it, Mike, remember, there's 400 people waiting outside the doors of the Today Show because they're just standing there. Those guys are going to get knocked over, rolled, and that ticket's going to walk.
And it hasn't been certified yet.
No, it could be fake.
Now, if that was the case, if they were incredible actors posing as hillbillies, that actually really didn't win the lottery.
A launch
then I'm laughing.
A reality show?
Yeah, with that, How I Fooled Savannah.
That's right. He comes up and says, my name is not really John Robinson, it's Lord Snowden. And I don't really have a ticket.
I affected a slight Tennessean accent to participate in this ruse for you. Yes, sir, Carson Daly. You silly fool. I am really not the winner. But I wouldn't do that. I mean,
no, it's
I
so thought that's stupid.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen. I know you in many states you have to reveal who you are, correct?
Right, right.
But to actually just be on the Today Show smirking and holding up your ticket, that just doesn't seem...
Mike,
doesn't seem bright
when
to
you
me.
Reveal, someone has to reveal. You don't have to be the person that goes there. You could send a lawyer.
That's true.
You can send a lawyer there, yeah. And they've gone into hiding.
Send your Rube lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What would you do if you wanted?
Talked to my dad this morning. What we would have done is, because we are in the state of Virginia, we would probably hire a town car or a limousine to come get us and drive us to Richmond. Because
to be on TV?
No. To go to the lottery office, yes, and get the ticket verified and registered.
Okay.
And I wouldn't tell a soul.
Yeah, but right. The limo rolling up to the Richmond government office is everything.
No, not
that. Bunch of rubes. Okay, bunch what if it's of a, rubes. What you if go it's a in there in your Uncle Buck uniform, like, yes, you're going to cash a $10 scratcher, and that's how you do
okay,
it.
Okay, what if it's a town car? Because what
doesn't
thinking,
matter.
The thing that's on my mind right now.
New money over here.
Mm-hmm.
If I have the card in my
I'll
hand.
I'll get a stretch.
Okay, if I have a... Are you done?
I'm done.
How many times have I told you, Rob, if you're going to win the lottery, go to the Richmond office in the Oscar Mayer Wiener movie.
Yeah. That's right. And don't go in until you light the sparklers, because you need to go in and make a show. But no, the thing that would worry me the most is...
How much were you going to give your partners if you won? You know we all would. How much would you give your partners?
$10 million? And,
what's that?
$10 million?
I was going to throw you guys 10 apiece, but also have you work and do the show in order to get that 10.
Brilliant. I was going to give you guys two. See you next time.
$2.
$2. It's not $2 million. No, yeah,
and my father, $2,000. My father said the greatest thing of all. He said, if he had won the lottery, if he had won the Powerball, he would have sent my Uncle Tommy $100 just to piss him off.
Uncle Tommy with the list?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, we will take a break. When we come back, it's Oscar Razzi on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And, no, it's not. You can't fool anybody.
I know. I'm not good at this,
It's Rob Spiewak, kind of filling in for Gary Stein.
But Gary's here.
Gary is still going to be here, but by remote.
Ah.
Yeah, Gary has had major surgery. We're not kidding. It does not involve his penis.
Oh.
Plus, we're going to play a new game called Who Knows Their Robs.
And that does involve his penis.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Man, I know I'm speaking out of turn, but that major surgery for Gary Stein, have you ever seen him look younger?
No, he looks great.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Maybe it's cold outside. So who wants to go to the grocery store for snacks when they can be shipped right to your door, right? Am I right about that?
Right.
Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from nuts.com. We love them. My daughters love their gift bags. I give them a whole basket of
yes,
nuts.
Basket.
They're fantastic. Chocolate-covered nuts, candy, dried fruit, everything. Since 1929, this is a family-owned business, people, and they have prided themselves on giving you the best in nuts and dried fruit. They use only the freshest products and the best suppliers, and it's more than just nuts. Nuts.com has dried fruits, sweet treats, cooking and baking goods, coffees, teas, and, as I mentioned before, beautiful gift sets like the ones that I gave my daughters at Christmas time. Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet. Whatever kind you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get to choose 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and enter our code, you know it, you love it, TMOS. That's a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair, baby.
Baby.
Now, without further ado, let's get to it. It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. This is the Friday that Oscar doesn't have class, and it's time for Oscarazzi.
It was kind of nice getting the text again from Rob.
Yes, and I like
Oscarazzi.
I got the reply.
Chess.
And it's been a while since we've
been
here on a Friday.
It's been a while
since we've all been together on a Friday.
Right. It has.
Gentlemen, this news broke yesterday. Sad news. Shocking. Alan Rickman.
Too young, man.
At 69, cancer.
blown away by that. It's been a I almost said the word. Don't want another edit for Pony. It's been a crappy month, man.
This has really been the year for celebrity death. I've never seen it happen like that.
It's terrible. So many with the big casino.
Also today on Facebook, Annette Funicello died again, because that's going around, even though she's been dead three years.
I get so tired of her dying.
What a wonderful actor that has affected generations of viewers, and he's entertained so many people. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you know why. If you are a diehard fan, you know why. If you know Love Actually, Sweeney Todd, his body of work and the way that, even though he was playing different characters, he affected the way that you felt about him. And it was phenomenal.
This is my Queenie side. I'm an old Sense and Sensibility fan.
Look at you.
Think of the miles between that, like Sense and Sensibility to Love Actually, to Galaxy Quest, to Die Hard. Mm-hmm. I have some tape here because...
One of the great voices, too. One of the all-time great voices.
You are one step ahead of me. When he is Professor Snape in the Harry Potter movies, just listen to the read on this line.
I can teach you how to bewitch the mind and ensnare the senses. I can tell you how to bottle fame, brew glory, and even put a stopper in death. Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
And also, I think we'd be doing a disservice if we didn't give some highlights of him as Hans Gruber in Die Hard. Also great.
Put down the gun and give me my detonators.
Now I have a machine gun.
Ho, ho, ho. Nah. What was it you said to me before? Yippee-ki-yay. Motherfucker.
But that's sad, and that's another one that totally blew me away. I did not see it coming.
That's 69. Mm-hmm. He was one of those great old English actors that would have given us a lot more. That's a shame. Great. Very, very sad.
So again, rest in peace, Alan Rickman. Moving on, gentlemen, did you know that Cloverfield, looks like Cloverfield 2, the sequel, is coming out? Have you seen the trailer?
Is that the one with all the aliens? Is that
No, Cloverfield was that first person approach to shooting a movie where you would in New York, with the
beast, the 2007
That set the
standard for those kind of movies, right?
First person. I saw this break yesterday and I said, Cloverfield 2?
Yes.
And then I watched the trailer and it's intriguing. If they actually made one, if J.J. Abrams came out and made another one, it would just be wild.
But
years
isn't
later.
It kind of a surprise release? No one knew that it was in production.
Didn't see it coming.
Again.
That's kind of like the Paranormal Activities. You know, how many times can they really go to the well with that technique? It does seem to me. And
John Goodman,
though,
you see him, you don't think of a scary film or a suspense film, and he's in it.
But with that technique, and Cloverfield was the gold standard when it first came out. But when I watch those movies, I'm like, isn't it incredible as they're having their intestines ripped out of their body that they're still able to keep the monster in frame?
Yes.
It's really spectacular to me.
Well, they use Steadicam. There's an app for
Steadicam,
that.
That's right.
Absolutely. So that's out. I just wanted to share that because I was a big Cloverfield fan when it first came out.
One more?
Yeah, one more. Oh, cool. Quickly. I'm sorry. This is tough. A couple things. One, Academy Award. I'm Latin, so I don't know how I feel about this. I'm not African American, but I don't necessarily look at the Academy Awards every year and say how many Latinos are up there, how many African Americans are up there.
I don't think it's fair to do that either. And I'm a big one for equal opportunity, but I would hope. And I have no idea because, in order to make this subjective call, you truly would have to gather all the body of work and see everything. So the question is, is this just merit or do you start doing a quota system with this? I don't know.
I'm tired of just seeing this. You know what? I think, honestly...
I'm tired of the story, too. I think it's crap.
Oh, my God, there's not enough Latinos up there. I don't feel that way.
Right.
And I also believe that, the way that you changed the voting system is you affect the industry. And I think more and more minorities are getting into the industry.
Yeah,
I hope so. And I think it's manufacturing racial tension where there shouldn't be racial tension.
Valid.
I hope I'm right about that. But then again, you never really know. But there's no way of proving whether it's true or not true. I really believe that.
But once again, the nominees come out and not even a mention of our intern, Adrian Garcia.
I mean,
the facts crime. Speak for themselves.
It's a total crime.
I'll quickly wrap this up. Caitlyn Jenner, hey. I don't see myself dating women in the future. I'll leave you with that. She's made a proclamation.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy. And
that is Oscar.
All I know is the new season, I Am Kate, that's coming out.
Watch every episode. This guy.
Look forward to a full report. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's the final Audio Vault of the week on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment.
No, it's great.
Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week. But now it's even better. Thanks to me, Mike McIntosh. You know, Mac, the intern. Now that I'm a regular on Tech 4-11, the sky's the limit. Tune in and live the magic. It's Tech 4-in-1 with Oscar, Todd, and me, Mac.
Sometimes.
The intern. Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and tech411show.com.
If Holla. It's mom, lets him.
Hey, mom, I made a promo. No, really, I did. No, really. I really did.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
How do you
play
like
it?
To be a college student in your 20s that sounds strangely like an 85-year-old grandma?
You know,
that's truly special.
Carrie's been really listening to the show, and after Mac's episode, she says, it just seems so weird that one of your coworkers might be grounded.
Hey, Mac, you're grounded.
Want to tell you about the TMOS 2016 bonus packages.
Yeah.
Rob, this is a letter to Rob. I finally got the bonus shows, and I love them. However, one thing struck me that I hadn't counted on. No commercials!
Yeah, there are no commercials on the bonus show. Mm-hmm.
I can understand why you might not stress this in your pitch for the bonus shows, but it's so nice. So nice. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And the 2016 bonus show packages are available right now, waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click on the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. It also makes a great gift if there's someone in your life that loves TMOS or someone who would get it. Give them the gift of TMOS. We've made it so easy to do. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that banner and get it done. The TMOS Bonus Package. Order it today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Just quickly, not for nothing, while we were gearing up with the tornado warnings and everything else, I got a quick email from our accountant, wonderful accountant, Andrew, and I would say this. If you're thinking about buying the bonus show or resubscribing, do it this weekend, please.
Please.
Yeah, this time of year is very weird for the survival of TMOS.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about the survival!
Yes.
Yeah. Every day is like the Revenant here.
It's still 2%, people. It's still 2%. Yes, it's a better 2% than last year. Yes, it is. But it's still 2%.
Please. If you're thinking about it, just go ahead, sit down, pull the trigger.
Do it. You won't be
Thank
sorry.
Thank you. We'd appreciate that. Let's open up the audio vault. For Friday, Jan 5th.
Oh, no.
That was it.
Well,
there wasn't enough subscribers.
Good night, folks.
Why don't you?
I'll proceed.
You,
yes, yeah, please. We'll go. You know, Oscar, and you probably even know this song. One of the great patriotic songs in our country's history was actually written for World War I, used also in World War II. It's called "Over There." It was written by George M. Cohan.
Okay.
And it's a rallying song. You can listen to the lyrics here just to get a notion of what it's like.
All right.
Over there, over there. Send the word. We're going over there to win the war. Right. A really recognizable melody that has been absolutely ruined by a group called the Freedom Kids, who have recorded the official Donald Trump jam.
Cowardice. Are you serious? Apologies for
Three little kids?
Yeah, lip-syncing at a Pensacola rally.
Yeah.
Freedom rings. Answer the call. On your feet, stand up tall. Freedom's on our shoulders. USA.
I thought it was sweet that the kids did that, but I actually thought that you think with all that money in the campaign, they could have hired a better talent booker.
Oh, you know what? And speaking of that, these badly mic'd children, it's funny you should bring that up. Donald Trump was not pleased with his microphone at the same rally.
500 and by the way, I don't like this mic. Whoever the hell brought this mic system, don't the son of a to put it in, I'll tell you. No, this mic is terrible.
What's that?
Breaking news, we've got Mike on the phone.
Oh, excellent. Uh-huh. Mike O'Mara is on the phone. Mike, are you there?
Hi, Rob. How are you guys? We lost power down here, guys. This has been a morning. I'm Rob, I'm going to let you and Oscar finish the show.
Okay.
And enjoy the audio ball, and I'm going to say to the audience, have a fabulous weekend, because I'm tired of dealing with this crapola, and I think everything will be hunky-dory on Monday. It's supposed to be sunny in Southwest Florida. So have a great weekend. Enjoy the audio ball, and I'm going bye-bye, boys.
All right, okay. Mike, don't forget your thing at 6 o'clock tonight, okay?
Yeah, 6 p.m. tonight.
Oh, that's right, the interview on that thing.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
bye, goodbye, dear.
Bye, boys.
Bye.
Well, you know what? We dodged a lot of bullets today.
Oh, yeah.
We did A-OK. I think we did just fine, considering. So anyway, Donald Trump went off on his microphone. Good stuff. Another guy who's really plugged into the way things are. Do you remember on Monday, everyone was talking about if you won Powerball, everyone in the country could get $4 million,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday, everyone said, the math is wrong.
Yes.
Everyone gets $4. I don't know which day Chris Cuomo on CNN was looking at Facebook, but this is what he said yesterday.
I saw somebody do a little bit of math.
Yes.
And if you were to take that amount of money and divide it among all American people, yes, let alone families,
yes,
each would have a few million dollars and it would completely
They dropped the zero. I think it only ends up being like $4 each.
What a dumbass.
I think so. Check your math.
I'll check it in the break.
He said, I don't think so. He's a dick. He really is.
How about you stay on topic, right?
Yeah, and you know what else?
No one's going to give anyone $40 million or $4 million or $40.
But he's just like saying, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Check your math. I'll do it on a break.
Yeah, I'm going to go. In the break, I'm going to go by. I'm going to make some oatmeal, and I'm going to check the math.
That response was a little terse from the guest.
Yeah, it was.
Check your math.
Well,
really?
I mean,
yeah, because I have an Excel sheet in front of me.
Yeah, but you know what? She is saving his ass.
That's true.
He could have said, oh my goodness, you're right. But instead, he's a dick. All right.
Take the rope.
I know you were all about, and Mike too, all about The Revenant and what a great movie it is. Goodbye, Revenant, because the movie that's really going to change America is coming out today. Ride Along 2.
Ooh.
Yes, with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. And it's a sequel to Ride Along. So the plot is different, though.
Thank you, Rob. I always wanted to know
Kevin Hart to explain the plot.
Well, in this one,
we riding on a suspended license.
No, that's not. Listen, our Ride Along 2, we came back with bigger and better. Planning a wedding, Cube gets faced with another case, and I want to help on a case. We get to Miami, we get in the missions, and then it's a lot of boom, bang, chitty, chitty, bop, bop.
Well, you see, the boom, bang, chitty, chitty, bop, bop comes after the mischief.
Mm,
but just in case you missed that.
Boom, bang, chitty, chitty, bop, bop.
And you might be hearing.
Boom, bang, chitty, chitty, bop, bop.
Several times.
Boom, bang, chitty, chitty, bop, bop.
I'm a big Kevin Hart fan. Took me a while.
Yes. You're even bigger than him.
I've seen some terrible movies he's made.
Yes.
But some of his deliveries will floor me.
You know what? Mm. He is a very funny man. However, when I see, there's a photo of him and Shaq and Yao Ming. That looks
like a little guy.
He's very short, but this really emphasizes it. It almost looks like a science fiction film. I'm not sure they're all the same species of human being because the heights are just so vast that I looked at it and I screamed.
Boom, bang, chitty, chitty, bop, bop.
Meanwhile, trouble with Snoop Dogg. He is very displeased with his Xbox, so much so that he posted a video on Facebook.
A message to Xbox One or Microsoft or whoever the y'all servers. Whack, man. Y'all gonna make me switch to PlayStation if y'all don't hurry up and get this fixed. It's that difficult to play somebody online. What the is you doing, Bill Gates? Fix your man.
Bill Gates is no longer with Microsoft.
Yeah, but we asked Bill Gates about it, though, and he said,
boom, bang, chitty, chitty, bop, bop.
My apologies.
He's not running Microsoft.
My thanks to the Jimmy Kimmel Show for finding that video. Oh, Adam Lambert, do you remember him from
American Idol?
American Idol. He did not win, but he was very, very
had some hit records.
Very popular, big hit records, touring with Queen occasionally.
Yes.
He's got a great voice. Fox has cast them in their live performance of the Rocky Horror Picture Show that's coming up. He's going to play the part of Eddie. That's the part that Meatloaf played in the movie. And this is the song he'll perform.
And listen to the music on the radio.
Great hook.
Wow.
So that's beautiful. Meatloaf performing the song. So yeah. I can't wait to hear Adam Lambert sing it. I knew that Adam Lambert wouldn't win because he was a little too out there for mainstream America to vote for him, but I think he was the most talented performer that year. So it's good stuff. And let us close. Oh, congratulations. You talked about the Oscar nods. I think it's great that Oscar loves Rocky. Sylvester Stallone got a nod.
Oscar nominations were announced today, and Sylvester Stallone is up for Best Supporting Actor. Stallone said today that it was an honor to be nominated. Or he said it's an awkward denominator. Impossible to know.
It's great. I would be nominated.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Here's the sound of the vault closing. And here is the closing music. Perfect. Thank you, everyone, for checking out the show. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. Remember, there was a tornado. It really messed with Mike's internet, but he'll be back Monday ready to go. If you want to get in touch with us via our mailbag, it's real easy to do. Write to us, TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177, or email me, Rob, that's Rob with two Bs, Rob at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Your word of mouth is very important, especially this time of year. Tell everyone about our show, tell everyone about the bonus show, and please, this weekend, before you go drinking at a bar, buy your bonus show subscription.
Yep, 2016. Mm-hmm.
This is very key. All right? Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Oscar.
Ciao, ciao.
And thank you, Pony.
You're welcome.
So long, everybody.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.